This is a HeadGum Podcast.
See, I only have like 30 hairs on my whole head. Wow. I would have two braids.
Homer Simpson looking ass.
I know. Honestly, I should start a GoFundMe for more hair.
That's not... What do you think GoFundMe is?
I don't know. It's like a...
They just drop hair off in a shoebox in front of your house.
Yeah, it's like a Locks of Love thing, but personal.
Yeah, and also like no real cause. I just want it.
You should just shout out your address and have people mail you their hair.
Yeah, cool. My address is...
Oh my
God. I bet that's part of it. Is that your... Gosh.
Because that's my real address.
Oh, well...
I mean, you didn't really dive into it, but...
Yeah, you didn't even say that you're from... You live on...
That's also my real address?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
That's what friends are for.
You ready to start this?
Let's do it, baby!
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Your name's Demi.
Sure is. Your name's Meow.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, so now that that's over...
Maybe...
We done with this, or...
Should we just go?
Yeah. All right. Hitting the end theme now.
I think there might be a third person.
There sure is. Why don't we introduce them?
Well, who's here? Oh, shit! Oh! You know him as your favorite comedian, our good friend,
Sean Jordan!
Yeah, hell yeah.
Let the song keep playing. No, I'm kidding.
That happens everywhere. Every time I go into Ralph's.
This song just plays?
Miel does what she just did. That song doesn't play.
Oh.
I just scream anytime we go somewhere.
And then you do like
a friend!
Then you do like a wacky waving inflatable arm man guy?
No, that's just kind of on the fly.
Oh, word.
I was just freestyling there.
I liked
it. I was
it.
In. It was fun.
It's good, right?
Yeah. I dug it.
And it kind of counts as a workout. It gets my heart rate up.
Sure.
I'm really out of shape.
Well, no, just keep doing that then. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so psyched that you're doing this episode specifically.
Me too. It's because you know that I have a good impersonation of part of the song that we're going to do.
Really?
I don't want to wreck it. But yeah, there's a part of it that I can do pretty well.
Beautiful. I can't wait to hear it.
If you've never heard this podcast, Demi, can you just tell me what we do here?
Sure can. Here at Punch Up the Jam, we take a song that you know, maybe you don't know. You like, maybe you don't like, just a song, and we complain about it for about an hour,
mm-hmm.
and then, being the professionals, the consummate Grammy-winning musicians that we are,
mm-hmm.
We punch it up.
Yeah.
We fix it. We give it a little twist, sort of mm-hmm. take what we didn't like about it and change it into something that we're all gonna love.
I can't wait to see what you did with this.
I can't wait either, because Miel did it and was texting me that I'm gonna hate it.
You know what? I will say it's definitely a punch.
Great.
Somewhere. Okay. It goes someplace.
Would you call it a sucker punch?
You know, maybe a donkey kick. We'll see.
Not a punch at all, then.
Yeah, that's with your foot.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
You need to learn your donkey now.
I guess.
Listen, I'm going to say this one time and one time only. Do not fact check me, all right?
Okay.
So maybe it's a punch, maybe it's a kick. Who knows?
Why would you said it so aggressively? I wasn't going to fact check you.
Thank you.
But now I want to if you're making it a challenge.
I just said don't, bro.
But I wasn't going to until you said not.
Bro.
All right,
bro.
Fine. All right, I won't.
Bruh.
I really appreciate you getting my back on this, Sean.
I got you back.
What's the song we're doing today?
You already know. It's in the title.
Oh, I can't read the title. I'm here in the studio.
It's America's New Metal Sweethearts.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Limp Bizkit?
I said Sweethearts.
Oh, sorry. I missed Korn.
Korn!
Okay.
And if you can't tell the way we're saying that, that's with a K and a backwards R.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah, I thought the K was backwards all day. It is the R, isn't it?
It is the R.
Sean, I thought you were a Korn fan.
No, I didn't say that. I said I was listening to Korn all day because of this.
Okay,
Sean. It reminds me of a few things, but it doesn't mean I'm a huge fan.
I asked Sean, do you want to be on podcast? And he goes, yeah, great. I said, we're doing Korn. And he goes, awesome. And then he messages me, hey, I've been listening to Korn all day because of you. And
I listened to Korn all day.
You really don't have to do that. We go through the song piece by piece.
He's but like, I like that you did.
I like it.
Well, it's not like I was listening to the same song all day.
That's
just to memorize
worse,
it.
Though.
I think it's better.
I got
How
into
many
some...
Korn songs do you know?
Off the top of my head?
Like four?
Yeah, maybe? I can maybe name two.
Yeah, two.
And one of them is a cover.
Wait, of who?
Cameo.
What?
Word up.
Yeah, they do.
No!
Their cover of that song is genuinely better than the original song.
Because Jonathan Davis has that crazy voice
Tell
like Cameo
your mama,
does.
Your sister, your mother too.
If you haven't heard this song, It's called Freak on a Leash, baby.
Sure is. Dude, it's called middle school for some of us.
Honestly, I wasn't in middle school when this came out, but it very much feels like middle school still.
It really does.
Because it's like, no matter how good it might be, it's just not cool. It's so uncool.
It's very uncool.
You're saying Korn hasn't had like their...
No, dude.
Naissance yet?
Imagine if you were like casually threw on like a Korn playlist. Imagine the reaction of your friends. They wouldn't even laugh. They'd just be like, oh.
They'd be like, what's happening? You're bringing out the Mountain Dew and Hot Pockets later? Are we playing Dave Mira BMX or something?
I would come into a stranger's house if all that was going on.
You just hear like, it playing. And
all your
like,
friends left. I'm here now.
The Pied Piper. You just will follow the Korn.
You just like Kramer into the, just like, I heard somebody playing Korn down the street.
Walking with my nose kind of leading me where I'm floating, like an apparition kind of.
Like a pie on a windowsill, but it's Korn.
But it's Korn. And it's just my ears. There's things coming at dreadlocks are kind of starting to grow.
Beautiful.
The Demi texted me earlier today. He's been listening to it in preparation for this episode. And
what a fun day.
His great Spotify day. Activity is public. And so someone saw. No.
That's a bummer.
The thing is, I listened to maybe 10 seconds of it just to confirm that I had the right version because I listened to it on YouTube and I was like, this sounds insane.
Yeah, Demi doesn't really know the song.
No, I know the most famous part of it, and I don't think I had heard the song itself or like enough to recognize it. So I was like, all right, I'll find it on YouTube, and I played it, and I was like, well, this doesn't sound like
it. Did you watch the video?
Yes.
Dude, that video was iconic. That got retired from TRL.
I had seen the video before, but watching again,
they
I was just like,
they did used to
oh
do that.
God,
I forgot about
it played
that
too many times, and they were like, we got to cut it, man.
I don't blame them.
It's a good video.
Yeah.
I assume everyone's seen it, but if you haven't, it starts with a cartoon, and then it turns into real life, and a bullet blows a bunch of shit up in super slow motion, and then it gets Jonathan Davies, and he turns it around.
It's literally the end of Zoolander.
Hold on. Say his name again.
Jonathan Davis.
There you go. Oops. I thought you said Davies for a second.
I definitely
put some respect on his name.
I definitely did.
That music video is not good.
It was in 2000.
Oh, sure.
Is that when it came out?
Well, there's some debate about this.
Debate about the chronology of Freak on a Leash?
I want to say I was younger than 18.
So here's what I'll tell you. Wait, you were 18 in 2000?
I'm an old boy.
That's crazy, man.
I'm an old boy.
You fully remember Y2K.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I was at a party. I spilled cranberry vodka all over this kid, CJ Bray's white carpet. There was a big middle school or high school party we were at, and I was with these cooler kids that were a year out of high school, so I was nervous. Spilled my drink everywhere.
Oh,
I think
no
my girlfriend cheated on me that night with one of these guys.
On Y2K?
I think so.
How could she?
She was a
must
bummer
have really felt like a freak on a leash then.
So I just went in, turned up Korn in the bathroom, and broke the mirror.
Just the muffled sounds of sometimes I feel like a freak on a leash.
So it says, if you Google it, that this song came out in 98. And
that's what I want to
and
say.
And yet, it was nominated... nominated for the Grammy for Best Hard Rock Performance in 2000.
Maybe it was like the album came out late 98, then the single came out 99.
Something, dude. But you know something wild about that award specifically is that it only existed from 1990 until 2011.
What was it? What was the top category?
Best Hard Rock Performance.
Okay.
Which leads me to believe hard rock doesn't exist anymore. And I kind of don't think it does.
I'm sure it does.
Can you think of any hard rock?
No, but I also don't listen to hard rock. I'm a soft rock kind of guy.
I saw Jay-Z. You could go ahead and call that some hard rock. It was fucking awesome. You could call it. Kanye could get into there. Kendrick, if he's getting buck enough. I'm just saying the performance type.
The only hard rock I'm into is a cafe. And even then.
You're into hard rock cafe?
I said even then.
Super in. One of those leather jackets that says Tempe on it.
Yeah.
The Tempe hard rock.
I got a Planet Hollywood decal on one of the sleeves.
We gotta also discuss this genre because this is probably, I mean, we might punch up another new metal song, but that is like such a specific genre.
It's a very specific.
Like, because it's not metal. It's got this like weird.
It's like grimy metal.
Yeah.
It's like suburban metal is what I would call it.
But it's definitely, I think, aged the weirdest. Like, it's so cringeworthy now.
Because it's so of a time. It's not like it was created and now we still have music in that genre that is, like, evolved. It's like, it was created and it stopped in, like, the mid-2000s.
Yeah, but so did emo. So did pop punk. But those are, like, still cool now. Like, emo night's huge. We don't have, like...
I don't know about cool.
You don't think it's cool?
I think it's cool.
It's cool.
Some Get Up Kids, some Piebald.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Or My Generation, Good Charlotte, Newfound Glory.
Yeah, still cool.
I mean, I still listen to it, but Korn, I don't know if I can swallow that pill.
I literally, after listening to this, I was like, man, I don't want to trash nu metal as a genre entirely.
No.
So I went to look up like other nu metal songs, and I was like, I kind of like some of these.
That's the thing, though. They're kind of fucking good.
I kind of like this song that we're going to talk about.
I do, too.
Honestly, guys, I think this is one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
I think Jonathan Davis is a good singer.
I do, too. That's the thing. That's why I'm frustrated by this song.
Or Jonathan Davies,
like...
I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
Right, Mr. Davies.
Insurance salesman Jonathan Davies.
Davy Johns from the... Was it the Monkees?
Fuck both of you.
Maybe.
I don't think this is a bad song. I really don't. And I don't think he's a good singer, but for no reason at all, I respect him.
For no reason at all.
Is it the Adidas tracksuit?
This video, he's wearing like athletic shorts and then like long white socks. I don't understand at all what's happening
here. So, fun fact about this video. It was directed by a guy named Todd McFarlane, right, who most famously does comic books, does mm-hmm. Spawn and whatnot. But it was also, it was like co-directed or assisted by Jonathan Dalton and Valerie Faris, who directed Little Miss Sunshine, Ruby Sparks, and Battle of the Sexes.
Crazy.
That's amazing.
Yes. Can you see the
Everyone
influences?
Everyone was finding their way, you know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Korn, I was reading. This is so lame.
Just to even say the word Korn, I'm like, all right.
I know. I'm like, it sounds like America's Sweetheart. You know what I mean? I think of like an Illinois band or something.
It really does.
Got
it's
a
like
banjo.
Bread.
I was reading that Ice Cube helped with some of the songs on this record.
Do you think he helped with this song specifically?
No, it was a different one that had Korn in the title. Wish I could remember what it was called.
Children of the Korn?
Maybe that's what it was called.
That would be very funny.
I could see that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Ice Cube and Korn? I mean,
it
I
was
guess
a weird
like Jay-Z
time
and Linkin
music.
Park collaborated, so like maybe.
I mean, Ice-T has a nu metal band, so I could
what?
See Ice Cube.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're lying.
Body Count.
Yeah.
Wait, are you being serious? Are you
Hell
kidding?
Yeah. You never heard of Body Count?
No.
His most famous song is a nu metal song. Cop Killer?
Cop Killer.
Ice-T?
Ice-T.
Ice-T.
Of Law & Order fame.
Of Law & Order?
That's right.
Well, I mean, you knew he was, like a gnarly rapper,
yeah,
right? You've heard
like,
Colors and stuff, like all the old rap songs.
Yeah, back in the day, but he has a current nu metal band?
Yeah. I do believe they are still going.
Yeah, I could easily see that.
Should we call up Ice-T and ask him?
Yeah, let me just see.
You want to dial him? Hello.
Oh my god, is this Ice-T?
Yeah, who's calling?
My name's Miel.
Say no more.
Oh, cool. You know me from Vine?
Oh no, I just I only need one name.
That's awesome because like you have one name.
Do you want a second? Do you have a second letter or something that I can refer to you by?
B. Miel B.
Miel B. That works.
Wow. Thank you so much for answering my call, Ice-T.
Anytime. I'll pick up any phone call.
Wait, really?
Sure do. No caller ID.
That's kind of crazy, right?
I mean, what do I got time for, you know?
I mean, you
I
seem like...
I want to talk to a lot of people.
That's actually a great segue into why I called.
Great.
You seem like a pretty busy guy, right?
Yeah.
But I hear you have a new metal band?
Sure do. It's called Body Count.
Wow, is it?
Who is that?
Is that your dog?
Was that Coco? One second, let me go. Hey, Coco, were you just growling in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Coco. I'm sorry about that.
Oh yeah, that's no problem. So, I was just wondering, would you say Korn was a big inspiration for you?
Yes, directly. I would say, all right. I hope you're not recording this for like some sort of podcast or nothing.
No, definitely not.
But I would say that I almost directly ripped off Korn.
Oh.
And then when I wrote my hit, Cop Killer, I just replaced all the words from Freak on a Leash with cop.
Cool.
So instead of sometimes I feel
cop.
Like a no. So I was like, sometimes I feel like a freak on a leash. I have sometimes I feel like a cop on a leash.
Oh. Yeah.
Went platinum with that.
All right. You know what? I think that's definitely gives me all I need to know. All
right. Good, because I got a call waiting, seems like.
I hope it's not a creep for your sake.
Only one way to find out.
All right, good luck with that, man. Thanks
Talk
so
to
much.
You later,
okay,
B.
Bye, C. Oh, hey Demi, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
That was a long pee, bro.
That was nuts.
That was a regular length pee. Why would you?
Was it an ice pee?
Thank you.
Sean, I'm so sorry I was on the phone that whole time.
What do you do?
Yeah, you're a really patient man.
I try.
Let's get into Korn. I'll play the song right
now. I'm ready for a can of Korn.
See?
It just takes you right back.
I'm sitting in Mr. Burtis' class right now.
He's
yelling at me for getting an F in reading. He's got a cool
voice.
This
sounds like the amp is broken.
Oh, yeah.
Man... It would be so fun to go to a Korn show.
No, you'd get punched.
That's the fun. You put yourself in the mindset. I went to an ICP show once, and I loved it.
That sounds fun.
Can you pause this for a second?
Sure can.
Sean's been to an ICP show.
I've been to quite a few.
You've been to Gathering of the Juggalos?
No, I've never been to the Gathering.
Are you a Juggalo?
I would never paint in my face, but I was very into ICP when I was like
bong bong.
8th, 9th, 10th grade.
Or do you still associate with the Juggalos?
No, but I still will say that they're hilarious. And that if you listen to Great Malenko, it's a good song.
I respect
a good beat.
The Juggalos.
It's got a good beat.
Wow, bro. I feel like you just blew the lid off my perception of you. The Juggalo thing really is a game changer.
I have nothing but respect for Violent J and Shaggy. Too dope.
I'm saying.
Too dope.
But you don't think, okay, it's just a show where everyone's getting super buck, like at a corn show.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
I do think
spilling Faygo in the pit, just fucking crowd surfing the Miracles,
hell
whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like
hell
you
yeah.
smoke like 5 cigarettes at once at a corn show.
Just one in each finger, like a harmonica.
That's exactly how I imagine it.
And then you meet your wife,
because she's also smoking.
And you
5
never
cigarettes.
Tell your kids.
Let's get into it, baby. I'm ready. Bring on the corn. Pour it over me. Make it rain corn.
Make it rain. Calm down.
I want to get so much corn, I want to be marbled in my meats.
Let's make a corno.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope. let's move right along.
That Sean and work? Neil make a corno. Let's do it. Did you hear that little part at the very beginning?
Yeah.
With someone like coughing?
Yep. I love it.
This sounds like a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band.
Mm-hmm. Like they don't have the distortion right?
Oh yeah! Like that's what I'm expecting at the end of that.
That makes me feel so dirty, but I don't know why. It just brings me right back to that like gross feeling.
It's so
gross. It feels real sinister and grimy.
Yeah.
It does have that feeling where you're like, oh, uncomfortable.
Yeah, I have to put a coat on and like close the shades to listen to this.
It feels like a good kid just got detention and they're walking in and everyone's just looking at him like, what are you doing here?
I don't know. To me, it feels like you just did like a lot of smack alone. You know? You're just like,
yeah, not with friends.
Listening to it real loud and it's like just one lamp on in the whole house.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly. And it's like flickering and the bulb is loud.
It's really not even lighting up the room that you're in, but you can barely see that it's on.
Yeah.
And
there's
like
a TV buzzing somewhere.
Yeah.
You're like rolling a knife between your fingers, and as the music hits, you're going to throw it at a picture of your enemy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and your enemy is just like the president.
Yeah, sure.
A very broad enemy.
It's
just
like Reagan.
Well.
And it's always whoever the current, like you don't have a specific beef, it's just the president.
It's just the president.
Or the system. It's a piece of paper that says the system.
Goddamn war machine.
Dude, we should shoot like a spec music video for this.
Yeah.
Just throwing knives at a piece of paper that says the system.
We'll email it to them just like, hey, heard your song from 98. Hope you like this.
All right, let's get to that first line. Something takes a part of me. Something lost and never seen. I love that.
Something takes a part of me. Something lost and never seen.
I love that. I hate that I love that, but I do.
I don't like it at all.
I don't know why. Maybe it's just nostalgia, because I remember so well when the song was out, and it just, like, it made you feel so hard to listen to it. You're like, yeah, I'm a fucking badass, yeah. Bro.
Well, because his voice is so, it's so creepy.
It is.
He really has his voice is just like none other, which is odd.
It sounds to me like Trent Reznor.
Well, they were coming up at the same time.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Do these drums remind you guys at all of Sublime, or is that just me?
Kind of.
Like, this feels like if instead of, like, being from Long Beach, you were from Bakersfield.
This entire song feels like a very California song to me.
I just love that he sings it like he's flexing every muscle in his body.
Something takes a part of me.
Like, Jonathan Davis, what are you doing here?
It sounds like he's about to shit.
Were you guys recording in here?
Dude, do you have to go shit, like, right now?
No. Every time I start to believe...
Something's raped and taken from me.
You can hear his eyes half closed.
Oh, like fully closed.
Something takes a...
Or maybe rolled back in his head.
Yeah.
One of the
two. Yeah, doing one of those, like, one of the zombie kind of things. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Also, like, I'm not a fan of using the word rape ever.
I
agree. They're actually talking about rape, personally.
Yeah. Isn't it? It sounds... so jarring now to hear that in a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you just think 18 years ago, I didn't even notice it.
Oh,
I guarantee it.
I mean, hello, Nirvana's hit.
Yeah.
Rape me. I mean, like, and I get that it's like artistic expression. I just feel like we should let it die.
Yeah.
As a fun word.
Definitely one of those words. I've never thought it was fun. You know?
And then you're one of the good ones.
Yeah, weird that you describe it as fun, while us two men over here think it's not fun at all.
Well, it's like when somebody had to say, like, you know, oh, they're raping our culture. Even then, I was like, it gets the point across, for sure,
yeah.
If you're trying to get that point across.
Let's reserve the word for the one actual meaning.
I think the last time that I heard that in a song where I was like, we shouldn't be doing this, was like when Monster came out and Jay-Z is like, rape and pillage a village. And I was like, seems like shouldn't be able to do this anymore.
I mean,
that was right about the starting point,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
When we had a national conversation, like, what words should we put in music?
Although, to be fair, that is, in my opinion, the least bad part of Jay-Z's verse.
Sure. We could go back and forth ranking all the lines of Monster.
Wow. I keep burning Jay-Z in this podcast. I gotta relax. Let's move on.
All right. Life's gotta always be messing with me.
Can't it chill and let me be free? That's my favorite.
Can't it chill and let me be free?
Everything else has been so heavy, and then he's like, come on, life, chill.
Chill, let me be
chill
free.
Out. These lyrics are something that I feel like if you took a college course, they would try to tell you what these lyrics meant, and you'd be like, or they just don't mean anything. Or they just mean that Jonathan Davis and the rest of Korn were sitting around like, what sounds tight, bro?
What we're here for,
what
man.
What can we kill time until we start screaming?
It's like, whoa, I just found this cool new sound, but we gotta write something around it. Like,
can we also comment on the background vocal coming in there?
You wanna see the light.
But it's like, it sounds like it's like being sung through a fan underwater.
It absolutely is. And
I didn't even notice
so
it.
Oh, it's like when you're trying to be like, Luke, I am your father.
Here, listen again. I just gotta always be messing with me.
There we go. That's like a fun early O's effect, like a little Incubus
kind of
thrown in there,
Incubus.
Where they're like, that producer came in like, you're not going to believe what me and like four other producers figured out last night. It's going to be on like 9 songs. This is one of them.
I mean, I kind of like it. Is that bad?
No, I'm telling you, I like this.
Bad.
It's so dated now. I know it's so dated, but part of me is kind of like, hey, they were doing something new.
It sounds like when you were a kid and you'd lie down, like submerge yourself in the bathtub and try to talk in a way that it's like where the water is sort of bouncing as you talk.
I will, like, I kind of get what you're saying, but I also want you to know that's not like a standard thing people did.
Come on, y'all. Everyone at home's like, yeah, we all lay down in the bathtub, pretend to drown, sing right through the water.
Like
right
alone?
Right through the horizon line.
You'd sing underwater in the bathtub? Is it like a little kid? Is it an adolescent?
Okay, let's define kid as a range from like 5 to, I don't know, 18. Yeah. Anytime you take a bath.
You took a bath as a teenager?
Well, there's some times where it's like, I've got nothing to do. I'm going to have to take a bath.
Did you do
you
this?
You fill up the bathtub.
I still, every hotel I'm by myself in, I take a bath.
Yeah, but as an adult. But when you were 13 to 17, did you take a single bath?
Oh, man.
No fucking way.
Yeah, I broke my foot a bunch. So yeah, I did.
Oh, that's okay. Out of not necessity.
I took baths for fun because I had like...
That's not answering the question, Sean!
No, I probably didn't.
No, see? That's crazy.
All right.
Just so you know, not a normal experience. I just want you to feel weird about that for the rest of your life.
I don't feel weird about it. I lived a life of luxury in my teenage years is what I'm learning.
Actually, to be honest, this comes from a place of jealousy because I didn't get hip to baths being tight until I was like mid-20s.
I was going
to
say, it sounds like you, you're jealous of old teenage Demi.
Yeah, I mean...
Sitting in the bathtub, reading a Junie B. Jones book.
With a glass of Chardonnay, yes. You clearly had your mind shit together.
A glass of high C, thank you very much. Some old-ass Ecto cooler I got off eBay with my parents' credit card. So I looked up the lyrics for this song, and on the side page of the Genius lyrics page, it said that this song is supposed to be about his dissatisfaction with the music industry.
I forgot, I have a quote. It was his complaint against the music industry that abuses him. Leaving him feel like, quote, a freak touring corporate America, fucking making all the money while
love
it's taking a part
it.
Of me.
Peak nu metal is raging against corporate America.
Also, like, I get what he's saying, but at the same time, you know, you don't have to tour.
I think that's exactly, whenever people tell me this shit, I'm like, so don't, dog. Do it in the garage for fun the rest of your life if you want.
Just play local shows.
You don't have, I've always said that. You don't have to do any of this shit.
Yeah, he's on the leash.
Yeah, he's like, ah, man, this fucking sucks being so successful that, like, you have to play stadiums.
You never have to.
Something takes a part of you, you know?
I kind of feel like if it takes a part of you, maybe you're in the wrong industry.
He didn't know that until he hit success, though. It's like when Radiohead wrote Creep and they were like, well, this sucks. And then they had to write My Iron Lung to be like, yo, this sucks.
So for anyone just tuning in, Demi, number one Radiohead stan. He will incorporate this anytime he can.
I was actually born in Radiohead stan and my family came here when I was young.
That took me a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an immigrant joke. I like it.
Yep.
An immigrant joke.
I also want to let you know right now, little fun fact about this tune.
I'd love to hear it.
Prior to the album's release, Korn had an instrumental section of the song described as, quote, a noisy guitar break.
Great.
In the middle of the song, they just smashed guitars. And after the group found out that radio stations are not fond of noisy guitar breaks, they asked their fans if they should take it out. And the fans gave them a resounding yes.
Children of the Corn, what do you guys think? And they were like, yeah, no, take that shit out.
And I'm also really curious, like, pre-social media, how they polled their fans.
That is what, like, radio call-ins and stuff, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Was it, like, a newsletter?
Well, they probably had, like, a CD club or something. Or like, yeah.
Like, listen up, corn burners.
Like Columbia House, but for corn exclusively.
You had to write in, like, Stan in that Eminem song. You just had to write in a letter and let them know.
There you go.
Sure. Yo, what's up, Davies? It's your fan, Stan. Just wondering why you haven't wrote or called.
What up, Davies?
I'm never going to let this down. I don't even know who I was
thinking
of. It
was an easy mistake, too. And yeah, we're like, it's... look at this motherfucker over here.
Honestly, I deserve to be called out. I call people out all the time. So
no better place for it than a podcast.
I used to do this with Limp Bizkit all the time. I'd be at parties and I'd be like, yeah, what do you think of that Fred Durst guy? And everybody'd be like, it's Fred fucking Durst. I'm like, I know that. Obviously, I'm kidding. So when you call him Jonathan Davies, you have this picture of Jonathan Davis. And so to picture him as somebody named Jonathan Davies is so wildly different. It's like a youth pastor or something named Jonathan Davies.
He does definitely not have dreadlocks, that's for sure.
No. Fresh haircut.
He might have glasses, though. Can't I take away all this pain? I try to
every night, all in vain. Yeah. I threw in an extra syllable there, bud.
It feels like one of these guys wrote a poem when they were like 12 and they were like, this would be perfect for a song.
Also, quick punch up on that line. If he took out the tried two, he could have just been like, I try every night,
every night I try in vain.
Yeah, there you go. Punch it up. There you go. Take that.
You're welcome, Mr. Davis.
Yo, Venmo you, boy. I'm going to charge you $100 for that.
Hurry up and finish that time machine so he can go back and we'll never have to do this.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Yeah, it's all right. I think definitely your point of these lyrics aren't really meant to be listened to.
No.
I can't imagine a kid was ever diving into these lyrics. Because, like, Nirvana, again, hate to go back to Nirvana, but, like, Nirvana, people listened to the lyrics and thought about them. This song, they're just like, fuck it, dude. Fuck my dad. Let's go beat the shit out of some strangers with each other, and then let's all hang out and talk about it.
And try,
I don't care what the
tobacco.
Lyrics are. Yeah. I can't try it for the first time. Just
you guys
like want to
share
floating.
A single clove cigarette?
God.
Outside the skate park?
Oh, dude, you're...
it's such a mood.
Who are you talking to? That's exactly what used to happen. There'd be the kids that listen to shit like this, and then all of us that listen to rap, and we'd have to, like, listen to each other's shit. That's why it reminds me of skating so much. Standing outside the skate park.
Did those kids share a singular clove cigarette is the question.
I imagine it happened.
Yeah.
Something of that ilk. Can of chew, one beer, something like that.
It's chew. It's
plus,
chew.
You don't want to waste them because you got to ask an adult to buy them for you every time.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a treat.
Let's get into it. Sometimes I cannot
take this place. Sometimes
I can't explain it, but that makes me feel dirty in a good way.
Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Probably.
Are you horny for Jonathan Davis?
Absolutely not. It's like...
that was very...
It's not like a sexy thing. It's just like you're like... You feel like maybe you should be like stripping in like an underground club in the 90s.
Oh, but not sexy.
It's not really for anyone. It's more just like self-expression.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
No. Not even a little.
I was going to nod and be like, yeah, it makes sense. But now since I don't have
to. Okay, here's how it makes me feel. It makes me feel like I'm in a fight scene in The Matrix.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
But that part specifically, I can't get down with that freaky guitar at the
this
beginning.
Does seem like a song that would like have played if Fight Club was directed by any other person.
That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
Also... The background of this.
I gotta
play that
again.
Is that a person's voice? I don't know.
That's a dude putting his face in a bowl of water and just going.
Yeah.
It
sounds like that same thing from earlier. It's just a little more distorted.
Yeah.
Maybe less words.
It could be like that Smashing Pumpkins thing, like talking with the guitar bullshit. I don't know.
If only we could get Jonathan Davies in here. We can't.
should we call Jonathan Davies?
I don't know if we can.
I don't know. I don't know if he's available.
Yeah, he's probably very busy.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't understand it at all.
But I will say, why has no one made a mashup of The Weeknd and this yet? Sometimes I cannot feel my face when I'm with you.
Make it.
I should have made
that. Yeah, what are you doing saying?
You're still good.
All right, we're going to put a 5-second clip from that mashup right here. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me fall from grace. That was not good.
It's not good.
I'm sorry about that, folks. You'll never see me fall from grace refers to nothing. I don't know what that...
I can't even try to make this work.
Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes...
Do you generally taste... Would you say your life has a taste? If so, what does it taste like?
Old English malt liquor.
You were too fast with that answer.
Mine are, you know the jelly beans that no one really wants after they take, it's those.
All at once?
Popcorn jelly, yes, all at once.
Miel, what would you say the taste of your life is?
Currently, I'd say it tastes a lot like Crest White Strips.
Oh, cool.
My mouth just permanently tastes like
those. Taste bad?
That's way better than what our lives taste like.
And it's a little try hard, though. It's a little taste of desperation in there.
Might be a bad taste, but good results, you know? So,
I mean, we'll see.
There it is.
It's a work in progress.
Okay. Just like a white strip.
I love it. I'm not ashamed to say I love it.
He's a fucking good singer. Man.
I love it.
He's got range. He's got a good like new metal voice. Not a metal voice, but a good new metal voice.
I mean, rap metal. Honestly, listen, is this controversial? But it reminds me a little bit of Kurt Cobain.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Without the range, but just the texture of the voice.
Sure.
A little bit.
You're not gonna find me, Buttonheads. I agree.
Thanks, Sean.
I think this is the best part of the song vocally in that I think he's doing a great job, but the music is where I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
It all sounds so hollow to me, and like this part specifically sounds like someone's hitting their guitar so hard that the string is just coming loose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the vibe though.
That might be what's happening.
Yeah. I doubt any of the instruments were tuned before they recorded this.
They can't be tuned. That's against the creed of new metal.
They probably like had it, the strings were like 4 years old, and they were like, yeah, I like it like that.
Authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah, my fucking pickup's broken. You have to amp this.
So if he's singing about the music industry that you and I were meant to be is supposed to be like...
No, dude. His shit doesn't check out. He just threw words on a page and was like...
Well, maybe he's struggling with it. Like, maybe he, you know, he knows that they're meant to be, but he just hates it so much that
touring?
He's...
This is a siren song to touring?
Well, it seems like...
It doesn't make sense.
Like, You and I Were Meant to Be is maybe his way of going like, music is what I'm meant to do, but it's still fucking me over. Like a bad relationship, you know?
Yeah, I just think that's really paradoxical then to write a song about it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not saying that this is all like linear thought or anything,
no.
But you know.
I gotta say though, like, I'm not proud of this, but I was remixing this on my like, studio speakers, and so it's like, it sounds as good as it can sound.
Word.
And it sounded good, dude. No one was even around, and I was like bobbing my head. I was like full on headbanging. I was like, I don't know what happened.
Do you have your hands behind your back? This is the kind of song where you headbang with your hands behind your back.
You put your hands behind your back?
Yeah, you gotta do like a tight behind your back and just like go nuts.
You look like a chicken.
Behind your back seems like you're trying to break out of handcuffs.
Yeah, or like you pretending you're in like a straitjacket. That's crazy.
But also, hands in the air.
Hands in the air. Yeah.
No, I want my hands away from my head.
That's more like Dio kind of headbanging.
Wait, where do you put your hands when you headbang, Demi?
Where my hands are naturally. Just keep them in front of me. I'm just like...
Your hands just remain lifeless on your legs?
Yes, they do. No. I'm not...
You're
okay,
sitting
first
down
of all,
when you're headbanging?
Yeah, no, I'm not sitting down. I'm like standing... Okay, well, this is not going to be visual at all for the... Here, take a video of this and we'll post it on our Twitter. I'll show you how I headbang. I feel like headbanging, you got to get all your body and you're just like...
There you go. There you go.
Well, that's like really committed.
You gotta be committed if you're headbanging.
That's
you
just great.
Like, try. Yeah, that's how I headbang.
You look like you're fucking nailed
that's
to
like
a wall
zombie.
Trying to
that's
break
not,
through it.
That's like, how a zombie headbangs.
That's, I'm only gonna post that part of the video.
This is how you dance to corn.
That's how you dance to corn, bro.
That's not that bad of a corn dance, though.
It's everyone at home's like, what the fuck?
That is that? A pretty popular corn dance.
Really? Although, definitely corn dance sounds like some kind of like Sunday night activity in South Dakota.
It absolutely sounds like something you get invited to.
Yeah, hey, you coming to the corn dance?
Well, goddamn right, I'm coming to the corn dance.
Who's playing? Corn.
Corn.
Pardon me.
Also, did you hear what he said?
No. A cheap fuck for me to lay.
That's the part that gets edited out on the radio.
What is it?
A cheap fuck for me to lay.
He says, you and I were meant to be a cheap fuck for me to lay.
Exactly.
Something takes a part of me.
Crazy.
Also, me, lay, do not rhyme. And secondly, no. That doesn't make any sense.
They do if you say them like a musician, which is May.
Yeah, are you fucking Tom DeLonge? Relax.
Or Justin Timberlake in It's Gonna Be Me.
It's gonna be me.
I don't want to spend too much time just trying to understand what he's saying because it clearly doesn't make sense. But if this is about the music industry, how is this supposed to be a cheap fuck for me to lay?
You know.
He was trying to just in and out and bounce. Like, he just wanted to make a quick mill and never do anything again.
He just wanted to make a hit, and then it fucked him over.
Did it? Because this is the hit. This hadn't come out yet when he made this song.
Is this Korn's first big hit?
This is their biggest hit to date.
Maybe he was kind of conscious of, you know, I do want to get in. I know I'm going to hate this, but I do want to get famous and rich for a second just so I can have that for the rest of my life. Maybe try to live off it.
But then... it's almost like a weird self-fulfilling prophecy that he wrote a song about hating it, and then that song became his big hit that forced him to continue doing it.
Sure.
The more and more we talk about this, the more and more it just seems like their version of My Iron Lung.
I don't know what that is.
Radiohead wrote Creep. It was their big song, but they fucking hated it, so they wrote a song called My Iron Lung that's about how they hate Creep so much, but they have to play it because it's what made them famous.
I've seen Iron Man.
Yeah, it's like that, but you can't fly, no powers, just keeping you alive.
I've seen that Jeremy Irons movie with Man in the title.
Oh, Man in the Iron Mask?
There you go.
Yeah, it's like that, but Leo's not involved. Again, you're in a hospital.
Wait, sidebar. Jeremy Irons is in a movie with Iron in the name?
Sure is.
That's wild, boy.
Ain't it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I never thought about that. Look at you.
Thanks.
Good pull.
Punch up the movie titles more like it.
You know, John Malkovich is in a movie with John Malkovich in the name.
He I'm going to cut you after
John
this.
Malkovich is also in the Man in the Iron Mask.
He is.
I'm going to cut both of you after this. Feeling like a freak on a leash. There it is. Feeling like I have no release. So do I. How many times have I felt disease? I don't know.
A lot.
What?
Except for all the Adidas tracksuits that they send you because you wear them in the videos. Those are all free.
Can we just... I fucking love that the title of the song isn't in the chorus and is only said once.
Yes.
In the second verse. That's crazy.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. Damn.
Also, he says this crazy, unrelatable simile that doesn't make any sense. Have you ever like been feeling shitty and you're like, God, I just feel like a freak on a leash?
No.
Have you ever felt like you hadn't had any release and you're like... just
is that
like
a term?
No, it's absolutely not.
He made it up?
He made that up.
That's
right.
Yes. Then years later, Petey Pablo was like, you know what? I kind of like the sound of it. I'm going to turn it into Freak-a-Leak, though. And it's a good thing now.
I'm just so perplexed by how he was like, you know what I feel like? A freak, but like on like a dog's leash.
Well, if it's about the music industry, it
does
make sense.
Like they have them, they're walking their freak around and showing them to everybody. Like, look at what we're in charge of. We keep them on this close leash.
And it does make sense. Leash.
Yeah, but then the next line is he has no release.
Yeah, because he's on a lease.
Yeah, he's on a leash. He can't go. He can't do anything he wants. He can't be his own person. He can't go out and do whatever he feels like doing because he's famous. He's in the public eye all the time. Most of this probably wasn't that true of Jonathan Davis. But
he's just trying to go to CBS and some asshole's like, Korn!
And he's like, oh, I'm such a freak on a leash. Am I right, fellas?
I'm just here to get my preparation H. And you assholes are trying to disturb me.
I get hemorrhoids.
He for sure has had one. I can just tell. You know somebody.
That's why you got the braids. He's like, I gotta distract from what's going on downstairs.
The real freak on a leash. That hemorrhoid. And the leash is his butthole.
This doesn't make sense. I love it, but I also can't help but feel like this is a poem being read by like an eighth grader who thinks he's very deep.
Yes, it absolutely feels that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's who was mostly listening to it. Were eighth graders who thought they were very deep.
Know your audience.
And then, like, That's crazy to think that, I don't know, maybe this is just normal, but to me, I'm like, man, if I was 28 and I wrote a song that only 13-year-olds could rage to, I'd feel real weird.
That would be a tough one. And I always thought that, too, with, like, NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. When they, you go to a sold-out concert, you're like, it's 13-year-old girls.
Yeah, that's and it.
It'd be odd. Yeah. You'd still do it because they're making so much money, but you're like, how am I going
to... pretend
like
to take
I'm
myself seriously.
Yeah. That would be tricky.
Well, it's kind of like how we did Jesse's Girl, and that was a 30-year-old man writing a song that clearly sounds like a 15-year-old's dilemma.
He's a real dick, actually.
Yeah. Is it the bridge that is the part we came for?
Oh,
yeah.
Then
yeah.
We're finally at the bridge.
I came here for one thing and one thing alone, and that is the avant-garde, the revolutionary, the genre-bending bridge on this fucking song.
This truly is the great... yes. Let me just hit it.
Yeah, hit it, baby.
It sounds like he's unsqueaking, like uncorking something.
He's still going!
And the fucking mosh pit goes crazy.
See, I love it. I was thinking like, oh, I'd jump in there so fucking hard.
This is the only part of the song that I like, unironically, because it builds to something.
Yeah. It's also so crazy.
Yes,
it is.
Have you ever heard someone scat in a metal song?
Only Jonathan Davis, and he did it a lot. Not just this song, but he had it in other songs. I mean,
it was
kind of like his Hallmark thing.
It was like he was influenced by like Ella Fitzgerald, bro.
sure.
The scat queen.
You know, you hear Dream a Little Dream, and then you immediately like, yeah, I see the influence here.
It's so fucking wild, man.
It really is.
I love it, and it's also so funny.
Well, that would put you, if you were at the show and you were like on the fence about, am I going to get Buck tonight? And he just started doing that, and you're like, fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, when they
scream. I would run into that pit.
When they scream go.
Yeah.
I would punch every single person I could reach.
There's not a safe drink in the house when that happens. They're all getting spilled.
Smash it on the ground. Daniel, is your mom calling you? You have to answer it.
Hello? Hey, Mom. Good, how are you? Miel says hi,
hi
also. My mom says hello, Miel.
Hi.
Yes.
We're having a great time.
All right.
Tell her I love her.
Bye.
Oh, you didn't tell her I loved her.
No, you tell her yourself.
I don't have her number. I've asked so many times.
Her number is...
That's actually your area code. I gotta bleep it.
Don't say... Why do you have to bleep it? Like, someone's gonna just dial all the million digits?
There's only a million options, man. They'll get to it.
It's not even the right number. It's fine.
They're gonna get to your house way before they get to that phone number. Go! He has a really good go. Like,
he
has a good metal-ass voice.
Sorry, you go.
No, I was gonna say, that part makes me feel energized. Like, if I were at a concert, I feel like it's like, you know the song Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System?
Of course, when the beat drops.
It feels like that. Like, everyone just goes fucking nuts.
You can't not. I feel like even just listening to this at home, if you were so... wanting to hate this song and you forced yourself to listen to it, when he screams go,
throw a chair,
you would. You what? Can't help it. It's a physical reaction. It's like a reflex.
Yeah.
What if that was your car horn? If instead of a honk it just said go.
I actually made for a long time my ringtone was
it's a great ringtone.
No one got it.
Really? I'm gonna make that my alarm when I wake
it's
up.
It's so funny.
You'll get up and you'll just whoa, you'll be on edge right
or
away.
I'll start shaking a bit like
I think we're doing ourselves a great disservice though by playing the go and then not letting it play in. Ready?
It's not, something just blew up.
It's so
an explosion
badass.
Just happened. It rules.
Sounds awesome though. It's like devil talk.
It
you're
is.
In a mosh pit, you're like, the devil's talking to me.
He's saying something. Nah, 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 nah.
He's saying,
fight.
Pick up that 11-year-old off the ground. He doesn't deserve to get stomped on. It's a mosh pit. It's a nice mosh pit.
You're so right. It legitimately sounds like someone in the middle of an exorcism.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what he's probably shooting for.
Probably.
Something like that. Maybe that's what's happening to him. Like maybe, well, not that extreme, but maybe like you get taken over. I don't know. I'm not a metal singer. Don't let the socks fool you. I'm not a metal singer. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that happens. Maybe you just get in the zone and you fucking flip out and then they hit the recording or they're done recording. He's like, what happened? And nobody knows.
So just let me get this straight. You're suggesting that to get a raw metal performance, you are legitimately and literally possessed by the devil.
I mean, there's a reasonable doubt there, but...
Isn't that the entire plot of Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny? Like,
I did not see it.
I didn't either. So if it isn't, don't fact check us. But like in this part, he's saying, "So fight something on dumb not email." Like it starts something, and then he just scats.
And
for
then
a
there's
while.
Not lyrics. So
yeah, I don't know that he wrote this part. I think he just was in the stud and was like, "Let me just roll, just roll tape, bro. I got something."
But he said something, and then he starts scatting, and then he says, "Fight. Sometimes they fight."
Yeah, I actually I googled it. And there's a word for what he's doing that they use instead of scat, I guess, because maybe they don't want to, like...
Sounds like shit.
Is it like a metal scat thing? They try to give it its own term?
Matt.
Yes. And you want to know what that term is?
I'd love to.
Nonsense utterance.
Oh.
Okay, so not a term.
Somebody really broke it down for us.
It's a nonsense utterance, of course. Right.
That just sounds like what the closed captioning says for this part when the music video is on TV.
Oh, actually, fun fact, and I really wanted to post this, but I was trying not to blow my load for this episode. If you Google, like, the lyric video to this song, the page for the scat part is very fun.
Really?
It's, like, not at all phonetically correct. It's like, numa numa room, numi doo.
Is it, like, the YouTube auto-captioning?
No, it's, like, some, like, fan, like, uploaded their, like, lyric video.
Well, how do you, like, what's the... What's
I don't know.
The words or the letters? So, for
I mean,
that?
God bless them, because I wouldn't try to phonetically okay. spell that.
According to Genius, it's boom, na da noom, na na nima, da boom, na da noom, na na mina.
When you say it like that, you sound like a minion.
Oh, I should have picked this up and been like, here's a new clip from Minions for y'all.
Da boom, na boom, ba da 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 da.
Dude, that's...
In a way, this song is about him being a minion of corporate America.
Oh, dude.
That, you just lost me.
So many layers to this onion.
You think he's a steward, a Kevin, or a Bob?
For me, he's one of the nameless ones.
Oh, okay.
He's just one of the regular workers.
Well, they all have names, but whatever.
No, they don't.
I see where
they
you're
do
going.
Not all have names, bro.
Okay, well, they don't have names in the canon of Minions, but they all have names because they're all... I don't want to get into it.
I've seen all the Minions and Despicable Me movies. I think I would...
Okay, we're going to take another break and deal with this. No, I'm kidding.
That's true, though.
I don't like you disrespecting me about Minions lore on air. You know I'm sensitive about that.
You guys should see them. They're flipping out. They're screaming at each other right now.
Honestly, bro, I can't believe you pulled the shit after the last thing you did with the Minions.
I'm so every fucking time with the Minions.
They're so close to fighting.
It's always you and the Minions, dude.
It's not me. It's you.
Honestly, we'll settle this off air.
They're both standing up now.
I'll meet you outside, bro.
Okay, so...
And we're going to play this fucking song the whole time.
Neil, stop it.
Honestly, I would love to fight to this song.
Go down to Skid Row and play it. Someone will fight you.
Can you think of a song you'd prefer to fight to than this song?
Oh, I have an entire playlist of songs that I'd fight to.
Yeah, there's a few. Colors would be one of them.
Colors?
Iced Tea, Colors would be, since we were just talking about them, but that's...
Annie Up.
That would get me going. Oh, Annie Up.
Annie Up. God. Get that fool.
That song's made to fight.
It's so made to fight.
Nah, for me, it's too cool. It has to be something really shitty. I want to like get knocked out to the worst song I can think of.
Oh, I
want
to hear ooh wah and then just black out.
The thing is, the rest of that song's not as badass.
That's true.
So you'd have to black out on the drop, and that's like 30 seconds in. It wouldn't be a very long fight.
Well, so after that great scat part, we go into the end.
Ooh, that guitar sounds like it's breaking. What was that noise?
I don't know.
It's a cricket.
Oh, like a little...
They got Jiminy on the track, man!
Man, I feel like somebody did one too many lines of blow when they were mixing this, and they're like, all right.
What the fuck is that noise?
Cricket walking back and forth between, like, two studio mics, and they kept it in. I love it.
Well, you know, it's something.
There's a strong chance that I'm just going to buy that song now, and it'll come on sometimes.
I think that'd be so funny.
If I was a little drunk on an airplane... Getting ready to land at like some comedy festival and that came out, I'd be like, ooh, I'm gonna be funny tonight.
That's tight. And I do think that'd be really cool as like warm up music for a set, but I think it might be marginally better on like your sex playlist.
I can't listen to music when I do it.
Oh God, I hate that about you. You've told me that before and it makes me very mad.
I mean, it's not like I couldn't, but if their music, if there happens to be music playing or it's on when we start, but I can't like stop and be like, I'm gonna put some music on.
Yeah, no, that feels weird to me.
No, you just put it on when you get home, and then like you put on a playlist that if anything comes on, it still suits the mood.
Sure, that
could
happen.
And you just throw Korn in there and put it on shuffle and see what happens.
I don't want to laugh in the middle of sex because then I'd be like, well, we're done having sex.
Why are you laughing? If it comes on, if it comes on, you commit, dude, and you just pretend that that's who you are as a sexual person.
All right.
Can you imagine?
I'll do it. I'll
just whisper in your ear, like, do you ever feel like a freak on a leash?
I want you to take a part of me right now.
Yeah,
baby.
I'll do it. I'll do all this.
A cheap fuck from me to lay.
That part's a little mean.
Then she'll kick me out.
You gotta whisper like the, you wanna see the light, right in their ear.
And also, I feel like you have to be on a leash.
Oh, absolutely.
You get out a collar.
Well, yeah, that's sex. That's kind of redundant. I thought you were just saying. That's just part of the deal.
Wait, you have sex without leashes? I don't...
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? This isn't about
me. It's called making out, I think.
God. So always put on the leash to make out.
That's the whole song, then.
That is the whole song. But
it's great.
But so in the process of doing this song, we found that the vocals are freely available online.
Yes, some very, very kind person made all of the stems available to this
every
song.
Layer, which is, it was so fun to listen to the instrumental and just be like, what's going on here? Because it doesn't
sound
great to me.
Oh, the bass is bad, dude.
Yeah. But the vocals, particularly for the scatting part, are phenomenal.
You
Let me play those right now.
Hell yeah.
Something takes a part of me.
Here we go. Can you hear the person in the background, like with the sounds?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That sounds
I like
great.
It more. I like it more.
It sounds fantastic.
It does. And then the second part of it sounds also fantastic.
So, boy, something I'm numbing at you. Boy, something say boy. So, something I'm numbing at you. Boy, something say boy.
It's so
It sounds
scary.
Like he was eating in the middle of this take and then just had to very quickly like swallow it and keep rapping.
No, it just sounds,
dude,
like,
it sounds awesome.
Like, it sounds like the first breath you take after getting the Heimlich maneuver performed.
Yeah. Something say fart.
Like if somebody was forcing you to learn how to swim by throwing you in the water and then they saved you right before you were going to die, that's you came out, that's what you'd sound like.
And this is how you like try to yell at them. Yeah. But you're like too like stammering.
Well, James, I'm sorry. You got to fucking learn how to swim. We live on an island. I don't know what you want me to do. And then they throw you right back in.
What was that? Da boom na namina?
I like it more now, after that isolated vocal.
Yeah, I have an appreciation for this song now, but I still think it is not a good song, which is upsetting. Okay, so like I mentioned before, I was upset that I didn't like this song because I really don't want to shit on nu metal as a genre, and I think there are good ones.
It's too exhausting.
So I went to look up like nu metal songs, and I was like, oh, there's so many that I like. And Spin Magazine had a list of the greatest ones, and this is number one.
Whoa!
Really?
Yeah. This is what they consider the greatest.
This kind of blew the door open for everyone else who was going to do nu metal, I guess.
I think that this is, to me, the most like true nu metal that didn't like incorporate other genres.
Well, if we were talking about like Limp Bizkit or something, I wouldn't even be able to say with a straight face that I enjoy any one thing they ever put out. I can admit every single thing, every embarrassing thing that I like, I can admit it. I can say that I think this is a pretty goddamn good song. So, you know, if you're going to pick one out of that era, it's got to be this.
This song sounds like metal jazz.
Which I think is super tight.
Because it genuinely sounds
sound
like
they're just messing around.
Yeah. It sounds like a nu metal band got together to like freestyle, and then he had a poem that he wrote, and then they were like, oh, there's more here that you haven't written. And he's like, da-boom, da-boom.
He's like, let me just see what I can come up with on the spot.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, I would never, ever listen to another Korn song.
Ah, you got, there's, okay.
I've never heard anything like it. That's what I'll say.
Well, that's
They came, they saw, they conquered, and then the genre died.
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, that's something.
Sure. I mean, imagining so good you kill a genre.
Well, you know, it died 10 years later, but...
okay.
Are you guys ready to hear what I did to this song?
Sure I am.
It needs a little explanation.
Please.
So, the funniest things to me about this song are, A, freak on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
Not a relatable term by any means. And to me, like I said, it just sounds like someone trying to sound really deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, who tries to sound really deep? Kids rapping. Like, posting their shit to SoundCloud.
Oh,
being like,
boy.
Oh, man. Like,
yeah, I got a couple buddies.
I'm so tight, dude. Like, definitely white, like, teenage boys. And then the second thing I think is so funny about this song is the scat kind of sounds like something else to me. So I just married the two. And I do want to say that I committed so hard to the character that it a little bit sounds genuine. And okay. I do want to clarify, it is not.
All right.
I don't believe you. Look at Little Miss Scathead over there. All right, here it is.
Hey, yo. You ever feel like the world's against you? Like, why can't they chill and just let me be free? If you ever felt like that, I know I do. This one goes out to you. Hey, yo! Drop a motherfucking beat, bro.
Yeah, feeling like a geek on a cord.
Okay.
I'm alive, but I don't know what for. I'm a monster on a rope.
What?
I'm scary and stuck and without hope. I'm a weirdo on a chain. I'm a misfit, but I'm restrained. I'm an oddball on a lead. Yeah, I'm a tethered anomaly. I'm a mutant on a strap. Yeah, I'm a trapped maniac. Feeling like a bridal clown, a fruit loop, but I'm buckled down. You could say I'm a tortured artist, but I'd say I'm more of a wacko on a harness. Yeah, I feel like a coop with the reins pulled tight, but beware of this dog, cause I definitely bite. You could call me a nut on a line, and obviously no, I'm not doing just fine. Gotta get myself in time, I gotta get free, free to be me, a freak on a leash. Haha, follow my SoundCloud.
Beautiful.
That was sick.
Yo, I thank you, bro.
That's fucking crazy.
That is the best thing Iggy Azalea has ever made.
That's all I kept thinking. I had to pitch shift it because in my regular voice, it sounded like I was a girl that like loved Iggy Azalea. And I don't know if you could hear what I was saying, but all I did was give synonyms for freak and synonyms for leash and just did 30 of them.
That's all you need.
I'm a geek on a cord. I'm a monster on a line. I'm a wacko on a harness.
You said bridal clown at one point.
Bridled, as in a horse bridle. Because I got a bit in my mouth.
Damn. Fantastic.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Honestly, fucking Jonathan Davies, fantastic. Eat your heart out.
Yeah. Jonathan Davies, fuck you.
That sounded like what Jonathan Davies would sound like.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like beatboxing?
It does.
It does, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was fucking dope. I mean, I'm not.
It was great.
I'm not going to varnish my opinion.
First
I've told you
first,
what I think.
That's the realest.
Well, thanks. I think maybe I'll consider a career in rap now.
Consider it and then keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
But definitely consider it.
Keep being a Grammy Award winning musician.
Grammy Award winning musician.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats exactly. Again on your Grammy.
Yeah, don't fact check that.
Can we play that again?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Listen to this.
I totally
it's the best song in the world.
Did not expect that.
I know you didn't.
Okay. You're going to get me until the day I die.
Sure will.
Truly
and I'll
play
get
that
you in my death.
In your death?
Yeah.
Were you like, P.S. I love you me, but just with that song?
Sure am.
You're gonna leave P.S. You note, I love you me?
I'm going to leave you note cards to like a scavenger hunt, and every time you go to a place, it's just going to be, listen to this.
That'll be a really fun thing.
It will. I can't wait to die.
Damn. All right.
Oh, dog.
That's super sad.
I was joshing.
It's all right. I'll plan you a super dope funeral. Let's get into Unpunchable Jams, yeah?
Yes, let's.
Sean?
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Wow.
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Wow. Yeah.
That is a perfect song.
There's absolutely no perfect way to punch that up. Yeah.
Not at all.
No way.
Nothing wrong with it.
Does Whitney Houston, I feel like so much of her catalog is unpunchable.
I had, there's like five of them written down.
Oh, yeah?
That I had for today, but I've decided that was the least. Because the other ones you could say are like kind of 80s, like I want to dance with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
I'd get furious if somebody wanted it, if they're what, but I'm like, I guess there is a couple things you could change.
There's no touching up I Will Always Love You.
No, not at all.
Especially because it starts a cappella.
Yeah, most of the Bodyguard soundtrack that she does, perfect.
I've still never seen the Bodyguard.
You fucking psycho. It's so good.
I know. Neither. I love all the songs from it.
So she's got, I think, 5 songs on there. They're all dope.
She was dope.
Yeah, she
rules.
I miss her. Rip Wit.
The world
was unkind.
Wait, so I'm definitely mistaken in this. Was it Dolly Parton that wrote that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll cut that too, because I don't want you to sound cool.
Yeah, what's your unpunchable jam?
Well, I really tussled with this one, because I feel like I wanted to choose something from around the same era, just so that I didn't sound like such a dick. You know, it's easy to look back on the past and be like, that sucked. But if I'm being true to the songs that like I played out, the one closest to this is probably Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
I saw them.
It's not unpunchable.
What?
But
I think it's unpunchable.
It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in the middle of the ride.
What would you say? It just anything takes besides no little time, girl. Big boy, you're in the top of the ride?
Yep, big boy. It just takes some time. Big boy, you're in the middle of
the He is right. There's a better song in there.
Well, fuck. If you want me to retract it, I will.
No, I think it's a
great song. It is a great song.
I think it's great.
I don't think it could be any better.
I can hear it now and just go nuts. I saw them, Jimmy World, Tenacious D, and Weezer on the same concert. So
sick. Wow.
God, it was so good. Yeah, the middle's, that was a fucking good ass. There
you go. It is a good ass song. I still listen to it.
Love it.
Especially when the drums drop out. It just takes some time. I love
big
that.
Big boy,
in the middle of the run.
That actually, I'm also going to cut this out. Not relevant, but that was written about Jimmy Eat World feeling disenfranchised about their success in the music industry.
Why is that not relevant? That's relevant.
It's right. Extremely. That's kind it's of what we're talking about the whole time.
All right, let me say it again with my on-air voice.
Okay.
You know what's interesting? Jimmy!
Yeah, I was waiting to see if you were going to do like an upbeat one or a downbeat
one. You based yours on mine?
No, because I picked two and I was like, well, if she goes downbeat, I'll go with this one. But you know what? Honestly, I'm just going to come out and say it. My Unpunchable Jam is Korn's Word Up cover.
No, it's not.
It's Jimmy. I'm going to play a clip of it. I'm literally going to play a clip of it right
Seriously.
Now. It's so good.
Open your ears.
Open your ears. Open your heart.
Open your heart. Open your mind.
Come on. What? You don't like this?
I'm mostly just mad because we have a Spotify playlist of all of our Unpunchable Jams, and now this is going to be on it.
It's so... There's no irony in my love for this. It's very good.
It's what makes a good playlist.
Korn?
A little variety.
You just rebuffed my Korn on your sex playlist, and now you're rejoicing?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to be doing when I'm married, when I start having sex. Maybe I'll listen to music by then.
Also, but in theory, we're putting Jimmy Eat World on here.
You need to turn this off.
You're just a hater. Oh, wait, I just realized you told us you had a wonderful impression of Jonathan Davies.
Yeah, but you guys both do it. You guys both did it, too.
You didn't do it.
The scat part,
no,
though.
We,
you did
honestly,
a great
there's
one.
No better way to end this than with your Jonathan Davis impression.
Please. Okay.
Please. I think it's spectacular. Especially because you jump to a different register for a high note.
Just like he does.
Just like he does.
Just like Davies.
Yeah, you really committed. Honestly, you know what? That was great.
Unpunchable impression.
Sean, do you have anything you want to plug, my man?
You do a podcast called All Fantasy Everything Myself, Ian Carmel and David Bory. So listen to that if you have time. And if you don't, just listen to this because this is fantastic.
It's a great
very
podcast.
Very good podcast.
Miel has been on it. Check out her episodes.
Yeah.
You will be soon.
Only mine.
We'll see. No, I'm kidding.
You can follow Sean. At Sean S. Jordan.
Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram.
You know, S is for Sean.
Really got to change that Instagram name, but it's fine.
I like it.
Awesome.
Sean Cougar Mellon. That's great.
Doesn't really slip off the tongue, you know? Demi?
Yeah.
Where are you again?
I'm at Miel.
Oh, that's right. And I'm Electro Lemon.
Yes, you are.
That's a fun game.
And we're at Punch Up the Jam on pretty much anything. Email us at punchupthejam@gmail.com. Go to punchupthejam.com to see our website. And that's all.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. We'll catch you later.
Bye!
Okay, that was...
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.